But what's good, everybody? We back for another episode of the podcast. Ron Wilson, Celebrity Bus Driver. Here's my question for the week today. Oh yeah, that's GT, if you didn't know. Wave at him. Damn, I ain't saying hey that way. That's what you get. Anyway, hey man, how would you feel if like some of our favorite characters got isekai'd?
Huh?
Like, let's say if Aizen got hit by a big ass
Motherfuckers don't
hollow.
always gotta get hit by no
No.
motherfucking truck,
Well,
dog.
today they is, okay?
No.
Shit, I can't. Okay, Aizen get hit by a Aizen died in a plane crash. All right.
Okay.
And he wake up in another world that ain't the Soul Society. But he gets reincarnated. There you go. Keep continue the story. He gets reincarnated.
No, I'm not gonna continue this
But
story.
yeah, like
Gonna have to
that's what
choose
I but
Aizen.
yeah, I mean I said some of our favorite characters, so it's like some of our favorite characters that we like, you know, they get isekai'd into a whole nother world. I'm letting them, but think about this, like they can retain.
The villain that no, because see, here's the thing about being isekai. You're gonna always retain your old memories.
Yeah, I was gonna let them retain their powers.
No, No, isekai means you're born into something new. You're a brand new person. That's basically what it
Would that
is.
count with Soul Reapers?
What you mean? Will that count with Soul Reapers?
Like, if a Soul Reaper got isekai'd, would they, like, no zombie, no more
No
Zombakuto?
more zon. No, because you also gotta understand how the whole situation with the universe works and shit like that. If there's no Reishi, if there's no Reishi just circling the world, if there's no soul pressure, no energy, none of that stuff exists in this world. Basically, if Aizen gets isekai, he's gonna be born again, and he's gonna be born somewhere. We don't know where.
Say, but yeah, I feel like I wonder just how they would deal with it. This is just like Goku gets isekai'd somewhere, and then he wakes up and he's like a squirrel or something. You know, isekai's are stupid. I mean, come on, we got isekai's where the nigga reincarnated into a goddamn vending machine.
I told you about that.
You right. I mean, I saw it before, but like I saw it. It was like all cards off the table now. Anything goes at this point. Shit, I knew it when you got a motherfucker reincarnated as a 30-year-old man reincarnated as a slime, and now he's the most broken nigga in the goddamn universe.
This facts though, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like all cards off the table now. We can do whatever the fuck
Rimuru.
we want to do. We can do whatever the fuck we want to do.
Yeah, Rimuru, but still, man, like,
Like having freaking Piccolo be reincarnated as a fucking bear or something like that. Hey, you gotta defeat the demon
You're a
lord.
part of the problem.
How am I part of the problem? I don't care. You know what? I'm not even gonna ask how. I don't give a fuck.
You are a part of the damn problem.
How am I part of the problem?
Come
They
those
did it for they did it first. I'm just adding on to it. We can do it.
government listening, so
You're a damn fuck them nigga. They already fucking us.
I
No
mean it's
lube.
true, but still like government listening. I ain't saying you're gonna be incriminated or anything. I'm just saying don't be surprised if we see somewhere where somebody gets reincarnated as a bear in another world.
Yeah. A real guy has a bear that had to defeat the bear demon lord. Nah, the demon lord is a fucking bunny.
No, because see, thing about it is with Aizen, I feel like if Aizen gets isekai, the perfect title for that would have been the villain in another world wakes up as the hero in the next.
Eyes look around. But how would he die though? What he got hit by? Or he just get killed by Ichigo? What he got hit by? It gotta be something stupid.
No, it don't gotta be nothing stupid.
Hey.
Everybody like that's the thing. Everybody's automatically assume, oh shit, you got hit by a truck. That means you getting isekai. No, oh, fuck, oh, no,
slipped
no.
On a banana, fell down and bumped your head on the concrete.
No, fuck that running ass joke, okay? Fuck that whole, oh, I get hit by a truck, I get isekai. Fuck that running ass joke, okay? Joke is stupid. It's dumb. Like, goddamn.
And the person driving the truck never stopped. They just keep fucking going.
This is true.
He's like, I don't make this motherfucking quota.
This is true.
I want to go home, damn it.
And the thing about it is, in isekais, when you get hit by a truck, that's it.
Yeah.
You ain't got no funeral. You ain't got no funeral or nothing. You just wake up in that new world.
Because the majority of the time, the people who get isekai are freaking dicks.
Yeah. I mean, Rimuru had friends. Man got stabbed, so...
Yeah, but like a lot of times it's like a dude who's like a neat, who's like a big ass pervert, and he's just, or he's like broke as shit, or he was like on the cusp of becoming a murderer or something, and then he's just like, fuck it. He goes to kill somebody and he gets, dies and gets isekai'd.
Well, yeah, but still, it's...
I can see, what's a character that would be like, no, I gotta get back to my world. Like that'll be their whole thing. But then
that's the one thing about isekais, they never want to go back home.
I think Aizen won't want to come back here.
Unless you count the isekais that played back in the 90s, where you literally just had kids and teenagers go into like another world, whether it be something entirely new or something in the past that still falls under their history.
Yeah, that works.
But Aizen is like what I said. Aizen more on the lines would probably... I don't think he would go back. That's the thing. Like, if Aizen got isekai, I don't think he would go back. Because the thing about isekai is, you're starting over. That's basically mainly what isekai is, that you're starting over. And if this ever get, and not honestly, if this ever get clipped, if you want to educate me on isekai, I don't care. Probably not going to watch the video anyway if you stitch a duet shit. I don't care. Like in all honesty. I don't care for isekais like that, but if I have to be honest with some characters, if you think about it, because you're saying what characters would get isekai, how would they take it, how would they react with it and everything? Because the thing about it is, the isekais always start off like this: you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm in this body, what's going on? They don't have this type of stuff. They don't have this type of technology that I have in mind. Oh shit, magic is real. You know what? I think I'm gonna stay here now.
Yeah, it's always a medieval world. And that's one thing I always hated. It's always a medieval Middle Earth type shit. That's why I really didn't like isekais like that either, because like let me get reincarnated to like a fucking cyberpunk fucking world or something. That'd be fucking dope.
That would be cool with like advanced technology possibly.
Yeah. I do something a little different. Why is always gotta be? Why you always gotta, you know, you got a harem or something and everybody just likes you. Like, what the fuck? Make me work. But yeah, man, I feel like some of our favorite characters get these guys that wouldn't be able to deal with it. Deku.
But Deku's quick to adapt.
He's quick to adapt, but that whole like, I feel like he would, since he died, I feel like that means all for one won. Either he won or they killed each other. We'll say that.
And then all for like, one gets reincarnated into the same world as he does.
And becomes the demon lord. Because it's always a fucking demon lord.
Possibly.
So? Then Deku gets broken and everybody's like, oh shit. And he realizes, and they realize they're from the same world. Damn. That's a story. Get on that.
Just end the series first.
Yeah, I feel like this shit to end. It'd be like a side story type thing. No, I can't. But yeah, y'all let me know, man. Y'all let me know. Because as you can see, we don't fuck with these guys. Number one, it's too many of them. Okay.
This is your random question, man.
Yeah, it's too many of them. It's too many random quit. Too many random questions. It's too many these guys. Fix. But yeah, man. Y'all let us know down in the comment section below. What are some of your favorite characters you think would get isekai'd? And not, they don't gotta be powered. They ain't gotta be powered. You can say goddamn Zoro. Zoro got freaking isekai'd. He got put into a different world. What world you think he get put in? I mean, I would ask him, but I don't know either. Because, we don't fuck with One Piece over here anyway. Sorry. But yeah, man, we're gonna move on to JoJo Part One. I wonder what the fuck is it? What the fuck is a McDonald's?
McDonald's getting its own anime.
Because recently I was at work and recently my coworker went to McDonald's and he brought back a when he was like it was it, the cup said McDonald's on it. It had like the Japanese writing on the side. And I was just like, what is this? And I looked it up and I was like, wait a minute, it got a bunch of it's like a big bunch of anime. And then like you get like a manga, like a manga chapter if you buy the stuff. And I was like, and when I looked at the characters, I'm like, these are the most generic looking character anime freaking trope characters I have ever seen.
Well, what the fuck you expect?
It's like, damn, it's like y'all supposed to be part of the same little series thing they got going on, or is it just a separate shit? Either way, it came out of fucking nowhere. It felt like a damn hostile takeover at McDonald's. Like this other company came in and said, hey, turn that shit upside down. What? Turn that M upside down. Hell no.
You ain't got no choice but to turn it upside down because we own McDonald's.
Show me the Carfax. You pull out this piece of paper. Pull out a red contract. I let you know the devil involved. Oh shit. But yeah, man, it just threw me for a goddamn loop. And then like my people at work told me it's like a fucking conspiracy. Like he said, man, what the fuck is that? It's wicked. Like, nah, man, they're killing us. I'm like, I mean, true. That's base, but still.
Bro, no matter what the fuck you eat over here in America, it's killing us, okay? So let that shit go.
Yeah, man, this water right here. Oh, where the fuck this shit come from? Hey, man, shout out, non-sponsor, shout out to Natural Spring Water for Publix.
Mine's just purified water.
Damn. But yeah, man, I was just wondering what was that? Cause it was like everywhere. And I was like, it really did it, I'm like, is this really it really did feel like a hostile takeover of McDonald's or an entire rebrand type of thing that was happening. And I was just like,
That is a possibility. That might be a rebrand. Because here's the thing.
that would be wild.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Fast food are starting to get into the anime bag. I mean, Arby's been beating folks to the punch.
Yeah,
But
that's the thing. They used to be in the anime bag, especially with, like back in the 90s with the toys and stuff. A lot of our like whenever like an anime movie came out or whatever, and it was in theaters. McDonald's, Burger King, every fast food place that had toys and they freaking kids meals, it was something from that, especially Disney movies and shit.
no, what I was saying was this. Arby's been on the whole anime trend because if you, well, clearly folks probably don't follow on social because if you follow on the social media and when they advertise something, they would have like a little anime character to the side.
Yeah, like the cardboard cutout.
Yeah, exactly.
Like some Nintendo Labo type thing built. And they're like I've seen that they've done My Hero a lot. I've seen they've done My Hero. I've seen them do Dragon Ball. I don't know what else, but I've seen but they've done like they've had like little anime, like little sprinkles like thrown in there and stuff like that. Just get people come in there. They come in here. We like anime. Shit. What y'all doing? But yeah, man,
I just
that's.
like the fucking Jamocha shake from Arby's and shit's fucking amazing.
Bruh. I like the curly fries.
Oh yeah, bro, curly fries and the cheese sticks, curly fries, cheese stick, nigga.
Also, fun fact, quick side note, I found out today that salmonella does not exist in Japan. That's how, like, the way they cook and, like, the way they preserve and cook chicken and stuff like that, you can eat it raw.
Course,
Like, here they just throw bleach on the bitch so they can kill all the
it's
baddies.
where ba ba basically it's the air, it's the atmosphere
Yeah,
in regards to it.
it ain't so polluted over there. You can't litter over there. Your ass go to jail.
Basically, I mean, you're supposed to go to jail over here for littering too, but still.
Too many people do it, so you can't really regulate it.
There you go.
But that's just funny though. But that's just funny though. Can't chew gum in public. Like, it's weird, but it sound cool. He's like, y'all sound clean. We like clean over here. But yeah. But yeah, y'all, that's the whole McDonald's thing. Y'all let me know. I might do, I'm gonna go in and do some more research. I'm gonna see this manga.
We sorry if the McDonald's thing was so short. It literally just happened.
Yeah, it just happened. I was just like, it's making some headlines. I'm like, we gotta dive in deeper with this, some more information as it comes out. But yeah, man, I wonder how Ronald feel about this shit. Ronald, what the fuck is this? He get to McDonald's and be like, "Hey, why my shit upside down? What going on here, Grimace? Huh? The fuck going on?" Hey man,
Somebody should do
yeah.
the somebody should do that old Ron McDonald video, because you know the sound was going around, you know, when freaking Ron McDonald beat the fuck out of some kid, and then and you put the little anime in the background like,
Yeah, I fucking hated that dude. He was creepy. Oh, this is, it was like, oh my God. Hey, eat here. Fuck this.
man.
Stick with BK, the king. That's my nigga. Hey, Crystals. We down south, so if you don't know what Crystals is, it's kind of like, you know, sliders and shit.
White Castle.
It's White Castle, but cooler. Anyway. Ain't no white in it. Anyway. All right, yeah, we go move on. The JoJo part two is, this is a topic that's been going around for the past 48 hours, and basically a streamer named Hassan, political streamer, he went viral by saying that streaming and like content creation is harder than having a real job, and a lot of people didn't like that because Hassan is like a kid, like dude born with money. Like, he's never really had a real job in his life except like one. He worked in sales. So sales can be a lot of things. And he was like, he said it was very limited. He didn't really talk to people. All he had to do was sell shit. So a lot of people was like, yeah, you know, me working 12 hours a day. And but also having a 4 hour commute to work and home, and also being in school at the same time. Yeah, being a streamer definitely more harder than that. Like, he was getting killed on freaking Twitter. People with one follower was like, "Well, fuck." So it's like, and then he posted another video from his stream to like put more context on what he was talking about, and I watched it. And it still was ass. It
Okay, so you know me,
I know you.
devil's advocate over here. I look at both ends of the spectrum. Now, because apparently T-Pain was getting flack because he said something similar, but he didn't say anything about, you know, content creating is more tiring than actual 9 to 5. The thing about it is this. Because T-Pain said it perfectly. At first, people were bashing him, saying, "Oh, you support burnout, You know, you use poor burnout culture. Like, you know, you grind, work, fuck going to sleep type deal.
Then you burn out.
And T-Pain was like, that's not what I was saying. He said, the people who I was talking about in regards to that is this. I'm talking about the motherfuckers who work a 9-to-5, come home and scroll on Instagram and say, why my life can't be that luxurious? So fucking work on yourself. And he like, but I'm not saying you gotta do it all day, every day. You know, you just gotta pick a time, schedule yourself to do what you need to do. Grow yourself. That's what you need to do. Grow yourself. Like, that's what I meant. But as far as Hassan saying that being a content creator is worse than doing a 9-to-5, you can't say shit about that because you haven't worked a 9-to-5. And even if you only work one 9-to-5, that is not enough in experience for you to speak on some shit like that.
Yeah, he said that a real job can be grueling and hard, but he said a real job doesn't suck the life out of you.
That's a horse shit.
And I was like, bruh, for me, I've worked like 5 different jobs. I've worked at a cleaner's. I've worked in a cornfield. I've worked with kids, and I'm working right now. And every job I've ever had has been physically, mentally fucking tiring. I worked with kids for 6.5 years, 5 years old all the way to 14-year-olds for 5 to 6 years. Okay. I went in that job liking it and ready to be like, yeah. When I left that job, I hated children because kids are dicks. And my coworkers weren't no fucking better, especially when you're a guy working in a childcare center. All kinds of freaking stuff can be said about you behind closed doors. So now, like, I'm a quick side note. He did also talk about how, like, him and a bunch of other streamers, you know, when I say streamers, I'm talking about like the streamers that, you know, they kind of just sit and talk. And they talk about
streamers.
Yeah, and they pull up like certain topics and talk about stuff and stuff like that. And they'll do it for like 9 hours. But at the same time, they making a lot of freaking money in those 9 hours. Some streamers make $1,000 to $2,000 a day. So it's like people were saying, like, okay, I'm gonna take a book out of what Abba and Preach said. Shout out to them. But they said that you can't downplay people who have these jobs that are in those jobs because they have to be there. Because if they quit, they fucked up. If they quit, they fucked up. You make so much money to a point where, like, streamers, content creators, like big people, like y'all, they even put themselves in it to where we can stop making videos for a month. We could take a month break and still be good. People who work those jobs can't do that. And a lot of streamers have like this condescending thing to where, like, they think just because they make a lot of money that people that in regular jobs make shit money. Like, he talked about how, like, construction workers, they make shit money. I'm like, no, the fuck they don't. Majority of these motherfuckers is risking their lives every day. Or them dudes that work on oil rigs, or those dudes that work on those big ass ships in the middle of the goddamn ocean, get your shrimp and fish and shit so you can eat that damn lobster on your damn plate. People die in those jobs every day. And they make like $20,000 in a month. Those jobs, like, those are life-threatening, soul-sucking jobs. And the only thing he complained about was, after I streamed for 9 hours, my social battery's down. Of course your social battery's down, because you have to sit there in front of a camera, in front of thousands of people, and talk about what the fuck ever, and also have to watch what you goddamn say, because you can get fucking crucified like you is now. So I personally, I feel like you, when it comes down to a lot of content creators and streamers and stuff, when you make a lot of money doing this stuff, a lot of this stuff is your choice. You could choose. You don't have, you choose to stream 9 hours. You don't have to do that. You choose that. You can stream for five. You can stream for 3 hours and still make a lot of money. Cause you got a big following. People coming to your shit. You got at least 1,500 to 1,000 people in your freaking chat every time. So you straight, like, you choose that. And like you work from home. You can get up and go to the bathroom and just leave your stream on and still make money. Girls do that all the time. Girls that be half freaking naked and be like, "Hey guys, I'm gonna come. I'll be right back." And all her freaking simps and her little peons is gonna be in that bitch waiting on her ass, with her mods just sitting there watching. So it's like, you have choices that you can make and still make money off of. With people who actually work, they really don't have a choice. When they ask for time off, your boss will want to know a reason why. Why you taking time off? Where you going? What you doing? Now they got to remake the schedule because you ain't there. Like, it's a lot. Like, nurses, doctors, lawyers, like, these people, like, a lot of them don't have a choice in the matter. You do. And that's the point that Abba and them were making. But it just, and his giving more context was still ass, and he barely even said anything with that. It was even less time than the regular freaking video that he did. But other than that, he got bullied so goddamn much and told also goddamn much that he deleted Twitter. So, hey man, don't compare your shit. Don't sit there and say that other people's stuff is your stuff up streaming this stuff is harder when you haven't worked in like those real jobs that people are doing that are basically like their life on the line. That's their lifeline. And a lot of people work by themselves and don't have no help. So, but yeah, man. We got anything else?
Yeah, you didn't even let me fucking finish.
I didn't?
No, you cut me off.
I did? Oh, I'm so sorry, bro.
God damn.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was sitting up here trying to explain some shit.
My bad.
And then you cut me off. Went on a whole ass tangent. This is not Keith and Kevin, old school Hodge twins, god damn it.
I didn't mean to do that. I got passionate. I'm sorry.
God damn.
I love you, bro. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anywho.
Big homie.
What I was saying.
My bad.
Shit. So it's like what I stated when it comes to the whole situation of content creating and things of that nature. Now, I ain't see the video. I wish he started showing me this stuff before we get into this podcast. Start showing me this shit. Okay?
I got you.
Yeah, start showing me stuff. But for someone who's doing both, working a 9-to-5 and doing this content creating stuff, first of all, you don't have enough experience to talk about what you're talking about. You've been doing content creating for a very long time. You've been under different spectrums for content creating. 100% you have. Now, the one thing I can say what's hard about content creating is getting to a point where he at. That's the hardest part about content creating, is getting to the point where he at. That's the hardest part. Of course, if we have the passion and the drive to do it, we'll do it. However, that's why I went back to the whole situation with T-Pain, the whole situation with the burnout. Now, you over here talking about your social battery, whereas this person who's been working a 9-to-5 having to deal with rude-ass customers, dumb-ass customers, ridiculous-ass management, fucked-up employees. They come home from work and they want to vent all that out. You know what would be real fucked up? If one of your loyal followers, one of your loyal subscribers worked a 9-to-5, they literally stressed from their day. They come home trying to relieve that stress to watch you, and you end up saying some shit like that. That would make that employee pissed. So you're saying your job is harder than mine? You're saying it don't drain my soul? This goes to show he ain't never worked at a fast food spot or a call center.
Retail.
This goes to show you ain't worked a fast food spot, call center, retail. I worked all three, and them shits is soul draining. You know what I'm talking about? Something it's not tiring thing that. What the fuck you think the kitchen is in the fast food place? What the hell you think it is? The door to Narnia?
Some five star shit?
Oh, want that, bruh. You got the money to do the research. You got the money to do the research before you decide to get up here and say some shit like that. Now, it's like what I said, the hardest part in regards to content creating is this, trying to get to the level where he at. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the main thing a content creator has to do, they have to sell themselves. They have to sell themselves on the internet to let people know, hey, my content is dope. Come check me out. However, that's the hard part about it, man. Mr. Hassan, and the fact that bro over here said that you made a video trying to retract what you said, your toes gone now.
It was ass. Your like, context like, was
like,
ass.
Yeah, like real talk. Now, once again, I ain't seen it, and I probably will never see it. I probably won't even want to see it. It's that ridiculous. But other than that, man, like, it's like I said, the hardest part about content creating is selling yourself. Most people ain't good at selling themselves like that.
Yeah. You got to get people to like you.
Right.
People don't like you, they ain't going to be out here. You got to get the support. Not gonna get the like, share, subscribe. Not gonna get that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, content creation is all dependent on you. If you like us, like this podcast, it's just me and him. We do all the stuff behind the scenes. We all got a part. Me and him both got a part to play.
We ain't got a team. We ain't got nobody doing all these edits, things of that nature. It's us.
It's just us. And we got to make sure that we on point with both our shit. So it's like, all the people we can really depend on when it comes down to this is he depend on me, I depend on him to get stuff out on time, to make sure we got everything, make sure the tech work. Like, we can't be like, hey, Chris, how my lighting is? Chris ain't here. I'm Chris. My light right here. I got to press the button. So it's like, you know, it's just me and him. So all content creation all come down to you and if people like you, how consistent you are and how good you work to the point where, you know, you get to that point. And also when it comes down to being a successful content creator, it's like 1%. Percentage wise, it's 1%. Not a lot of people make it doing this. So it's like, it's not even a 50-50 shot. You just got to keep going till something happen or it'll change and innovate yourself. You are your own company.
You're also your own enemy too.
Exactly. When you get lazy, when you don't want to do it, you just fucking up. Like it's, and next thing you know, You ain't posted in a month and you don't know why. But yeah. Get right. I mean, I feel like this is like the opposite of like when people say content creation is easy. To a degree, it's kind of like the opposite. Like, I remember a few years back, a dude said that YouTube, like, it was a war between Twitch people and YouTube people. And one dude said on his stream that, oh, YouTubers don't need to take breaks. And I was like, all right, that's a whole nother can of worms we ain't gonna get into. Whew. All right. We good now? All right, we good. All right, y'all, we're gonna move on. JoJo Part 3, which is, what is a game that lasted longer than you expected?
The late and great Knockout City.
Oh, man.
I was not expecting Knockout City to last long. I really did to last as long as it did. I did not
Yeah.
expect that.
Yeah, man. 3 years. 3 years of throwing balls at people. Pause. 3 years of hitting people in the face. Three
That
years of
part.
fun. Cause we didn't think we was gonna like that game.
But apparently we were having too much fun.
Hell yeah. We still got clips and all that kind of stuff from we might post one day. But yeah, man, like I always felt like, man, what if they just taking a break right now? What if they bring it back one day? What if they remaking some shit? It was just all that hope that was still in there, hoping that, like, hey man, this gotta be a hoax. I ain't never dealt with this before. But yeah, my mind was Jump Force. Mine was Jump Force. Jump Force lasted a long time. Jump Force lasted almost as long as it lasted a lot longer than I thought. It had a rocky start, but it lasted a lot longer than I thought it would last because it got a lot of characters, a lot of Bleach characters, a lot of. You brought some Saint Seiya characters in there. You brought some Dragon Quest, freaking Fist of the North Star characters up in there. Like you did that. And that was dope. I still didn't play shit. I played a demo, but still, it lasted a lot longer than I thought it was gonna last. But yeah, man. Another game I feel like lasted longer than I thought it was gonna last was Genshin Impact. I didn't think Genshin would get as big as it is. Genshin Impact has become like the titan that it has become, and now there's like gacha games trying to be that new titan, and people looking at Genshin as like a blueprint for their own gacha games or their own like open world type RPG thing. Which is dope, and it's being compared. And we got all these freaking new gacha open world games coming out, and it's like, yeah, man, if it weren't for Genshin, some of this stuff probably wouldn't exist. So, yeah, that's my second one would be Genshin. But I think How about you, bro? We gotta get at least four in this bitch. Damn my room hot. Oh, what the fuck on? Turn this fan around. Blow me. Okay. Balls.
In all honesty, a game that lasted longer than it shouldn't have. Don't know, honestly. I mean, 'cause think about it, I don't want to talk about RPG. But hey.
Xenoverse 2.
You know what? Xenoverse 2, yeah. Xenoverse 2 lasted for a hot minute.
It
Jesus
still
Christ.
get
And
still get deal. It's
still
on its
getting DLC.
18th.
Well, for one, they finally made the game free. So now they made it free. Well, yeah, for one, they made it free. So now they made it free. The fuck can you do?
Like I think like the most recent stuff they add in superhero stuff.
You ain't got no choice but to.
Yeah, you add stuff from fucking superhero. But like you got Gamma One, Gamma Two, Beast Gohan, fucking Cell Max. Like ain't nothing else. I mean, what really like for real? What else really can you do? What you gonna start pulling niggas from goddamn mobile games? You gonna put Shallot in this bitch? I would love
I
that.
wouldn't be surprised.
I would love that. Like you'd be on a console freaking Dragon Ball game, I will put Shallot and Giblet and goddamn have they outfits and shit. I think that shit'll be dope.
Going back on your Jump Force thing,
Yeah.
I agree. It was there for too long. And I do mean entirely too long.
Yeah, the Dabs killed that shit.
Of course.
They killed that shit. They was like, you can't buy this shit digitally no more, and you can't play online no more. And the only way you playing this shit is you buy shit physically. I was like, damn, what the fuck?
First and foremost, games need to start putting more love into their shit. I mean, we already discussed this in the podcast before in regards to the indie gamers. But game, but look, if you really want to love your shit, put some love into this.
Some care.
That's why y'all piss me off with this JJK game. That game ain't gonna last.
It ain't lasted. That
And
game lasted a week.
y'all got the nerve to put Toji as a DLC. Toji and Choso are characters who are looked at to be DLC. I'm not getting that shit.
I want like a whole like revamp, like
Do it over. Shit.
make that shit a 2D fighter.
The thing about it is the arena fight with JJK could work.
It could work. It's just every anime game that comes out that's freaking a 3D like arena fighter game, they fail.
Except Naruto.
Yeah, Naruto started it.
Okay, so I also will admit this because although a lot of people don't talk about it, apparently people saying it's still good and there's Demon Slayer.
Yeah, people thought D like people like, but then the devs kind of gave up on the game because it's like when when Tenzin came out,
Release them.
they shadow released him. They didn't even like it wasn't no advertisement or anything like that. It was just like, oh shit, he's here. So it's like people thought.
Oh, I just thought of another one. Naruto, the Boruto, Shinobi Striker.
That did last a long time.
It's still going.
Yeah, it is still going.
Like, bruh, like, man.
Cause it's not, I mean, think about it. It's just certain IPs.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's a fun game, okay? I will listen. No, I'm not the resident Naruto slash Boruto hater, but I'm not a huge fan of Naruto like that, even though I know most of the stuff that happens in it. But the fact that Naruto, the Boruto, Shinobi Striker is still getting DLC goes to show you that this game ain't dead yet.
Yeah, and plus they still got stuff to add because like eventually all the new Boruto stuff is going to get animated, and like you see how dope Boruto looks now and all his new shit, people are going to want his new outfit. People are going to want his people go people going to want Rasengan Asahiko. They going to want that fucking move. And these new characters and stuff, people are going to want that stuff. Like, it's not like Xenoverse where it's like you don't have a lot to pull from, so you have to like rehash and redo and stuff like that. Boruto, like Shinobi Strikers, they got more stuff to pull from because Boruto's still going and it's got new stuff coming out.
Not to mention the whole situation of the system, because Naruto the Boruto didn't have a story. It technically didn't have a story. You just this kid who are put on mock missions to, increase your rank. Like, that's one thing. Ooh, I just thought of another one. Dauntless. Cause here's the thing, man. There was a time where I was on Dauntless. Heavy.
Yeah, we was on that heavy.
I
I was
mean,
on and off, but we was on that shit.
yeah, we was on that
Yeah.
shit heavy. Like, heavy. Now, mind you, yes, it is the free man's Monster Hunter. Dauntless is the free man's Monster Hunter. So if you like Monster Hunter and you don't feel like paying money to get the Monster Hunter, then get Dauntless. Cause technically the same. Technically.
It just looked different.
Yeah. It looks hella different. Made by the same people did Fortnite. I'm just surprised Dauntless is still now. I don't know if it's alive and kicking, but I'm pretty sure you can find you like, you know, a party with some people and who still play Dauntless around here. So I would say Dauntless because man, like when we first started Dauntless, the first shadow motherfucker we fought was that damn cat who make portals.
Oh yeah, fuck that bitch.
We hated that fucking cat, bro.
I hated the fucking wolf dragon, the fire one. I hate it. Yes.
Are you talking about Embermane?
I hated Embermane.
Oh, because Embermane wouldn't be still.
Yes, it was so damn fast. They like, oh shit, I ain't got no lock on button. I ain't got shit. Like, we started playing the game because we knew one no new God Eater coming out. We was on God Eater like a motherfucker. We played that game. We streamed it and we played the story mode together. We made girls and we had the Bad Bitch Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
Played the entire story mode together, so it was like, but then we went to Dauntless and it was like I couldn't deal with it because I was so used to the combat and God Eater, and it was just like, man, I ain't got no lock on button, these fucking motherfuckers won't be still, everything big. It was just weird. It was just
you know, everything big.
Hey man, I'm gonna say it. Fucking Fortnite.
You know what? I agree. And here's why I agree. Because when folks played Fortnite at first, the Battle Royale was just an option. That was supposed to be an entire story to this game. Like, that's the thing. That was supposed to be an entire story to this game. But then people are like, oh, y'all more focused on this co-op shit. So you know what? Let's capitalize on that. So yeah, you know what? I'm actually surprised Fortnite lasted longer than it did myself. I'm definitely surprised.
And because of that, it gave way to like a bunch of new like battle royale games to come out. Fucking Valorant.
But then Apex. Again, yeah. But then again, with Valorant got its formula from Overwatch, from what I see.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Paladin also.
Paladin, mm-hmm. I remember Paladin.
Like it, and also I feel like Fortnite really, really got big when they started putting character skins, and certain people was playing it. You know, like Ninja's in the game. You can get a skin of him in the game. It was skins. It was character, like these characters and stuff. They started putting superheroes, and then like now they got anime characters in it. You got Rick and Morty in the bitch.
You got whole ass concerts in this.
Yeah, you can literally play as Lady Gaga now. Lady Gaga's in the goddamn game.
Yep, Lady Gaga's available.
All the meme culture. Motherfucker suing Fortnite for stealing my damn dance. Like like Fortnite has become like this freaking like giant, like this titan of battle royale games. In a way, it sort of started it. It's kind of like Genshin, where it started this whole gacha game, open world RPG shit. And then like Fortnite came and said, hey man, we're gonna do this battle royale shit. We're gonna put y'all favorite your players the weekend in Fortnite. And I got Batman and Wolverine on my team. What the fuck? Like, I got Dragon Ball characters, Attack on Titan, One Piece. You got Street Fighter, this bitch. Like, it's a lot. Like, it's just like this game. Hey, look, we don't play Fortnite, but I will say, hey, man, it's success. It is a successful thing, and I'm happy that it is. But I just hate the memes around that bitch. Because now it's like, oh, man, is that the guy from Fortnite? I fucking hate that shit.
Bruh, the first time I witnessed that, if I'm not mistaken, I think they did it with Master Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the kid, he was like, wait a second. It's the guy from Fortnite. And old dude said, God damn it, I hate kids.
Yeah, because it's like, y'all don't know what these kids, these characters are guest characters from their own things. It's so stupid. But hey, man. Hey, man, look, Fortnite came a long way, and I commend y'all.
It did, but guess what? I'm still not playing that motherfucker.
We ain't playing it. I said that, watch my little cousin play it, and look, I'll say this, look, the game is beautiful, and I'm going to say it again. It made black folk look good. It made black folk look good. That's one thing we love in video games, when you make black folk look good, and we get that goddamn hair right. That's one thing you other motherfuckers can't do.
You know what? I tell you what. You get us 2,000 subscribers, we'll play that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Get us 2,000 subscribers, we will stream Fortnite. And I know how to play. I played it when it first came out. I gave it a shot.
No build.
I mean, we're going to start off naked anyway. So
no, bro. What I mean by no build, I mean don't build the walls.
Oh, no building? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no building. Nope.
That's an essential key.
Fuck that shit. The original was the essential key.
Yeah.
Now it's just chaos. So, yeah. And no, we ain't going to turn one of them rage motherfuckers we be reacting to.
Motherfuckers was just like...
That screen went black.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. My boy destroyed the universe. Oh shit.
I will commend Fortnite. But you ain't gonna see me playing that shit no time soon. Nope.
Unless you get that 2,000 over there. Other than that, fuck. But yeah, man. We got anything else to say before we move on to our final topic for the night? Oh shit! Here it comes.
No,
no, say it.
I'm laughing at the last topic.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Hey man, I got a question for you, bro.
No, this ain't your random question. It's still a question. Yeah, but this ain't your random motherfucking question. That's how you start off the random question.
Hey man,
get to the topic.
All right, man. JoJo Part 4. Who's a celebrity or celebrities you think can get your ass killed?
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Diddy. Diddy out here taking butt.
No. Boy, yeah, Po TD Jake. Anywho.
Wallowed up.
But yeah. Like, I say Jay-Z and Beyonce because that was a time, bruh, it was Jay-Z that ruined Lil Mama. Girl that made that song Lip Gloss, it was Jay-Z that ruined Lil Mama. Because I think it was a concert, where Jay-Z was supposed to be singing with Alicia Keys and Lil Mama got up on the stage and Jay-Z was like, at first he was still pandering to the crowd, but he was slowly trying to get her like, like for real, but nah, she didn't get off the stage. And ever since then, Jay-Z ruined that girl. So yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce Jay-Z and Beyonce gets killed.
For real, look at him. You see that man's lips? Like for real, imagine you tied to a chair in a dark room, and you see, and a light come on, you see that nigga. First thing you're going to see, his eyes and lips is looking at you.
And then the smile. Yep, it's your boy.
Beyonce come behind you, put her hands down, you say, hey, listen. Oh, it's the bee. He's the queen. I got another one.
Oh. Oprah. Oh hell, Tyler Perry too. Shit,
shit. That nigga head, but your ass. You wake up in the back of a van.
Oh fuck, what's going on? What the hell am I? And
you know what time it is.
And the thing about it is, you said a celebrity that could get a celebrity or celebrities that can get me killed. The reason why I say them is because they don't have to do it directly.
Yeah,
they can do that shit indirectly, like get
them. Shit, it'd be like, hey, rain fire. But sire, our troops, just do it.
Like, come on, man.
Oprah be like, okay, real quick, she did some shit, but she was trying to decide what glasses that she wanted. And she was like, wait, I'm rich. I'll just buy both of them. And I was like,
wow.
But nah, man. I feel like Oprah, if you disrespect her, Oprah will come to your small black business.
Monique buy that already shit. Did it.
Like, buy that shit from you and then make it successful. And don't give you nothing.
And don't give you nothing.
You gotta sit there and watch her live your dream. And she looking at you like this.
That'd be so fucked up. That would be so fucked up.
That would be horrible. Nah, quick story about Oops. All right, listen. So
you don't know shit about Oops.
Yeah, I do. I know. I know Oops.
Okay? Man, go. Just go.
Anyway, she basically, a dude wanted to take a picture with her, and she was like, "Yeah, come take a picture with me with your cracked up phone." Hey, yeah. I was like, "God damn, bitch." We all ain't got your money, bitch. So, took a picture with the dude. And I feel like somebody came and talked to her. It was like, hey, yo, Oops. I feel like you went kind of a little too hard on your boy. So, you know what happened? She sent him a new iPhone with a screen protector. So, she's like, sunning this dude. She's like, keep your shit right. Like... And sent him a pink iPhone.
Why I gotta be pink?
I was like, you sunned this man three times. Yo, come take a picture of your cracked up phone. That's one sun. He's like, hey, here's another phone with a screen protect. Here's another phone, double sun. And here's a triple sun. Where it's like, oh shit, kid is screen protecting. Keep your shit right.
Wow. Wow.
That shit killed me. I'm like, God damn.
Bruh.
Hey.
Wow.
I feel like TD Jason get your ass killed. He in the realm of God.
I'm sorry, but he too much of a meme. I feel like if you become a meme at one point in your career,
Yeah, man, ain't nobody gonna forget Swallowed It Up.
Because here's the thing, although there were a lot of tidbits of Jay-Z and Beyonce being like memes and shit like that. Because think about it, if they want to get rid of all that shit, they can.
Yeah, they could just say, hey, press the button.
Over and there. Tyler Perry, and Tyler Perry, the only memeable character for him is Madea.
And people love Madea.
Yeah, and people love Madea. So that's the thing about it. Like, I feel like once you become a meme, I can't.
Yeah, I feel you. Cause these are people who have a chokehold on the black community.
Now, if you...
Because there's niggas that will... Kill. There are niggas that will kill for Beyonce.
That's facts. Now,
if Beyonce was like, end it, I mean, thousands of people come to your house like, what the fuck you say about the queen, nigga? Like, oh, shit.
It's the internet. I'm entitled to my opinion.
They just charged her ass.
Oh, this shit set this motherfucker ablaze. You keep playing with me.
Hey, I'm going to go down fighting. The beehive. will be burned.
Mm-hmm. One, you finna go down with me. I don't give a fuck. If I know I took one of y'all down with me I'll be good.
It's gonna be Sora versus 1,000 Heartless.
Mm-hmm. Got my Keyblade.
You got a Zombok toe in that bitch too.
Hell yeah. Hey, but, look at this real quick. Oh.
What'd that be? Go home. What the fuck are we doing here? Why are we in here? What the fuck?
No. You know what? Hey, look at this. Go kill Beyonce.
I feel like Beyonce probably have a fucking SWAT team. They all dressed in yellow. It's a shoot, Nick.
Okay, bitches, let's get in formation. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is happening?
Like, for real. Hey, I feel like, also, Nicki Minaj.
I don't think so with Nicki Minaj. I'm sorry, but Nicki Minaj is too outspoken.
She petty.
Her and Cardi are too outspoken, so I don't think. Okay.
Cardi ugly.
Now look, I'm not saying they won't kill you, because I feel like they bought that. But I feel like they don't have to indirectly or directly kill you. Because here's the thing, when you're loud in public, like, you know, you're loud to speak whatever you want to say. Yeah. Now look, I don't want to believe this next person I'm going to say. I don't want to believe it. But I feel like with the type of power this man got, I feel like he can make somebody disappear. Will Smith.
Yeah. Yeah. He agreed. All you gotta do is say, hey, be like, hey, neuralize him.
What the fuck is August? Who heard from August? Who checked on him?
Hey, that gone. What's Corbin?
That man gone. I'm kidding. But we
kidding, but still, like,
yeah, but hey. Still, I feel like with the type, look, with the pull and power that Will Smith got, I feel like he can get somebody killed.
Either can get you killed, or get you put in jail for some false allegations.
That too.
But shit, I feel like, man, I feel like the Kardashians could get you like put in jail for life or deported.
Now, I will say this, although I did say Will Smith, and I did contradict myself by doing the whole situation of, because he was the slap. Mm-hmm. Yep, he was the slap, so I will say that. But that was a physical meme. And, well, no, he was more, you know what, I don't think Will Smith gets somebody killed. Because like I said, more than once made fun of to the public. The slap and the little depressed look when he heard Jada say that she had an entangled.
It was disgust.
But everybody saying he looked sad, he looked depressed. Everybody like, oh, he literally a confession away from crying.
Hurting. It's the pain that this one put him through. But yeah, man, I feel I got one. Goddamn, I feel like Kanye can get you killed.
Nah. Kanye, that ship sailed, player.
I feel like Kanye is sending that choir over here to shoot you.
Yeah, but it's like I said, for Kanye, I don't think Kanye can call someone, hey, kids, that ship sailed. Because the thing about it is,
I like how we only talked about music artists.
No, we weren't just talking about music artists. I said Tyler Perry. And Oprah ain't no music artist either.
We did say Opes.
Yeah.
I was going to say Whoopi Goldberg, but I don't know.
Now, look, I know this is past, but he was a part of a cult at one point in time.
Who?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably got some old connect some old ties.
Because think about it, it's the cult that he was a part of. Very fucked up cult. Very fucked up, disgusting cult. They believed in having sex with underage children. And I think Joaquin Phoenix admitted that he was a victim of that. Yeah.
Terrible. crazy world.
Yeah, very terrible. Absolutely. Woody Harrelson. No, not Woody Harrelson. What's the name of that fucking actor that played in Zombieland? I think that's his name. It's Woody Harrelson. I gotta look that up. I definitely gotta look that up. Woody Harrelson. I think that's his name. Woody Harrelson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the name, Woody Harrelson. Reason being is because his family has ties to the mob. So.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba?
I thought Idris Elba had you killed.
I want to say yes, but I'm also say no. Because
Keith David.
Keith.
He don't play too many demonic characters. I don't know. I just feel like he could do it. I feel like he can get you killed, or I think he can get you kidnapped or something. He could be like, "Welcome to hell, motherfucker."
Get him killed. Get him killed. You know what to do. Take care of it.
Gut his ass. I want his guts in front of me. A jaw.
Comedians.
Oh, shit. Comedians.
Steve Harvey.
Hell yeah. He'll hold your ass down and shave your head. They give you a man unit.
Look, man. I'm trying, man. I'm trying to understand your question here, but you making your question seem like what celebrity or celebrities will kill you or can get you killed. I need to know the context of that.
Like, okay, you could say something fucked up about them on the internet, or you can expose them for some shit, or you know, you could disrespect them in their face or something like that, but then they just got to save face because they're in front of a bunch of people and stuff. And then, you know, later on, you get a knock at your door, or you get something in your mail, or you get in your car and it blow up or something.
Steve is too quiet. So, yeah, I wholeheartedly believe he'll probably do that. Steve is too quiet. To just let that slide, man? No, dog.
Yeah, like, I'm talking like you did something that be like, oh, you on the radar now. You on the roster. And not a good one.
Facts. 100% facts, man. So, yeah, Steve Harvey, I definitely can see him getting somebody get got.
Yeah, because this is something. Because when you said Beyonce and Jay-Z, I was like, hell yeah. The most, like, they like one of the most power couples in the world, and they can do like you see how Jay-Z barely make fucking music and still rich as shit.
I just thought someone else is gonna come out of left field, but he's one of the richest men in the world, even though top five, he is the poorest. Bill Gates.
Oh, hell yeah. Rich white man? Hell yeah. Oh, that. That's why we ain't really say no white folk like that, because we know it. Shit, goddamn, Elon Musk can get your ass killed and experimented on.
No shit, like, hell, like, I believe that. Put
chips in our damn head, and it was his idea.
I believe that.
Mark Zuckerberg probably eat your ass. That nigga a reptile. But
lizard people.
That nigga got, yeah, look at him. He got to get bit in the zombie apocalypse and don't tell nobody. But, yeah, man. Like,
you like, yeah, man, yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg probably has somebody kill you. He'll eat your ass. God damn it. Elon Musk will look at Elon Musk is like, new test subject. Bring out the chips.
Y'all motherfuckers shut up and box each other like y'all said y'all would.
And you see, them niggas, them man look like, one of them look like a freaking raw noodle, and the other one just look like a raw biscuit. All right?
First of all, don't insult raw biscuits or biscuits in general. Do not insult the biscuits.
He's like a marshmallow that left in the sun.
Just call him the ass part of the bread.
He Buddha bread. I eat Buddha bread. No, I do not eat booty. Nasty buzzard.
I anyway, wasn't even thinking that.
Nah, you got to. We had a twin moment. I saw your face holding shit back.
I don't have to hold shit back. I'm so sick and tired of it. No, man. I ain't gonna say no athletes because we don't really fuck with sports around here like that.
Okay, like, oh, okay. I'll do one athlete, LeBron.
I was actually thinking LeBron as well.
LeBron can get your ass fucking wanked.
You know what? Fuck it. Hall of Famer Michael Jordan, too.
Yeah, yeah. All you gotta do is look at your ass. Yep. I don't like how he dribbling over there.
I don't like how he talking about my shoes getting.
I don't like the fact that he talking about the Bulls. Hell no.
Bro.
Make him into a rat pencil pouch.
That's crazy.
All right,
one more.
Like Bernie Sanders can get your head killed. And he can get away with it too, cause he look like a nice guy.
Yeah, but you keep saying, every time you talk like that, it just make it seem like you're saying they are directly killing you.
No, like they can get you killed.
Yeah,
like
that's
they,
what okay. Like that's they what can, I'm like saying.
They can,
you're
like
speaking,
they can make, like they can make a call and be like kill his ass.
You're speaking in the concept. Shit, you're speaking in the concept of them getting of them getting killed. I mean, of them killing us.
Yeah, they killed you, but they indirectly killed you.
Okay, cool. Stop doing. Speak of the damn devil. I look over my TV. I see you say, hey, watch Space Jam on Roku channel.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Hey, man. Now I'm going to turn my shit on and be like, oh, shit. Hey, man. Beyonce new songs came out. I'm going to say, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on. What's a lot of that song came out? That song came out. I was in fifth grade, bitch.
No!
You see Jay-Z's lips up here behind you? I'm like, hell no. Yep,
it's your boy.
he's a still nigga.
I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, you said one more. I got my one more.
Oh shit. Damn. I wanna say Samuel Jackson.
No. Oh.
Nah, I said I wanna say, but that ain't the one I'm gonna say.
Oh
nah, Morgan Freeman.
What? He too calm.
Big okay, that's perfect.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He too calm. That's why I can believe it.
Hey, every time he kills somebody, he get a new freckle.
No.
every time you speak his name, he get a new freckle.
I mean, he taking bodies, man.
Yeah.
My last one. Cat Williams.
Hell yeah.
Because, okay, and the reason why I say Cat Williams is because Cat Williams is very coordinated. And what I mean by that is that because the fact that Boosie told the story from beginning to end, Cat Williams barely interacted with Boosie. All of a sudden, Boosie found some cash in his car that was given to him by a random woman. He ain't never met this woman before in his life.
Yeah.
But Cat just like, hey, go get the Boosie. Gave him the Boosie. Bam. Give him, call it a day. And that woman said, shit. So, yeah, I feel like Cat Williams can make a motherfucker disappear if he really wanted to.
Shit. Lil Wayne and Birdman.
I can't take Birdman seriously whatsoever. Look, here's the thing. I know that they about that life, but Birdman whine too much. Ever since that damn Breakfast Club, stop playing my name. I ain't gonna say it no more.
Put some respect. Put some respect on it.
I need you to put some respect on my name, okay? Like, put...
You well, y'all. Me? Well, y'all, that was Birdman. You can't cuss us out.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah, he came in that deep with six nickels. But Lil Wayne, definitely. He got a whole He got a whole song explaining it.
I got a story. I wish you would cherish thee.
I was like, hell no.
Mona Lisa.
Like, I'm sitting here listening to that shit. I'm like, wait a minute. You breaking my shit? Steal my shit? Yeah, at least I got some pussy out of it, but damn. But yeah, man. Y'all, let us know down in the comment section below a freaking celebrity or celebrities you think can get you killed. Not either they do it or they get some people to do it. They make a call. Let us know down in the comment section below what you guys think. Who out here? But yeah, y'all, we gonna see y'all next time. My boy, got any closing statements before we kick these people off this bus?
Nah, you already know I'm about to say another podcast done, another realm broken. Thank y'all for coming out, man. We really do appreciate y'all and all the other stuff. First off, apologies for me being so slouchy. It's been a hectic week. Human stupidity. I just that shit tires me out. I don't even hold you. But we got through this week. It's the weekend. Nigga gonna be busy all day. I can't say all day tomorrow, but I'm gonna be busy tomorrow assembling some shit, getting some shit together, cause I'm starting to take better care of myself. So yeah. But with that being said, y'all already know what you're supposed to do. Like, comment, share, subscribe if you're on YouTube. Y'all make sure to do the best y'all can to share what y'all can. And as always, we are the Realm Breakers. And don't forget to keep breaking all the realms. Well,
fucking the multiverse up.
And we will catch you guys in the next one. Out.